Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 23:50-56. Luke chapter 23, verse 50 to 56. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. My theme for reflection is the silence between Friday and Sunday. The silence between Friday and Sunday. I once heard someone say that the Saturday between Good Friday and Easter Sunday is like the comma in a sentence that changes everything. It is a small pause, but it is loaded with possibilities. It is the stillness between heartbreak and hope, between despair and dawn. And here we are on the final day of Lent, standing with Joseph of Arimathea, with the women who watched the tomb, in that in-between space where grief is real, but God is not yet done. Today's passage seems subdued. Jesus is dead. The crowd has dispersed. The shouting has stopped. The sky, once darkened, has returned to its usual hue. But the weight in the air is unmistakable. The drama of the crucifixion is over, but the silence that follows is just as significant. And out of that silence steps an unlikely man, Joseph of Arimathea, a wealthy council member, respected and influential. Up to this point, he has been a quiet follower of Jesus, not a denier like Peter or a betrayer like Judas, but a man hiding in plain sight, waiting for the kingdom of God. And then in Jesus' death, Joseph does something breathtaking. He steps forward. He risks everything, his status, his relationship, even his own tomb, to care for the broken body of the one he had followed in secret. Joseph's courage doesn't erupt in a dramatic showdown or in the heat of protest. It emerges quietly, after the worst has already happened. In the stillness after Jesus' death, when hope seemed buried and the world stood silent, Joseph steps forward. While others retreat into fear or despair, he chooses love. He doesn't speak loudly or act with spectacle. He simply asks for Jesus' body, gently wraps it in linen, and lays it in a tomb carved from stone. It is a gesture of tenderness, reverence, and responsibility. And he is not alone. The women who had followed Jesus from Galilee are there too, not doing anything miraculous, just showing up, watching, preparing, and waiting. No light from heaven breaks through the clouds, no angels yet, no stone rolled away, just quiet faith in the middle of devastating loss. This is Holy Saturday, the sacred unsettling in between. A day suspended between death and resurrection, silence and song, despair and deliverance. It is the day when heaven seems quiet and the tomb is still closed. There is no risen Lord yet, but there is also no going back. It is not Good Friday with its visible agony, nor Easter Sunday with its radiant victory. Holy Saturday is something else entirely. It is the long ache of waiting, and most of us live here far more often than we admit. This peace, this spiritual liminality, is not just a single day on the church calendar. It is the felt reality of anyone who has ever asked God for something and then had to wait and wait and wait some more. It is the heartache of those who have prayed for healing, for clarity, for peace, for provision, for a child, for a job, for justice, and who still find themselves staring at closed doors and unanswered texts from heaven. We often rush past this day, eager to get to the empty tomb, but real faith is forged here, not in the certainty of Sunday, but in the shadows of Saturday. This is where hope becomes stubborn, where trust is no longer based on outcomes, but on God's character alone. Philosopher Soren Kierkegaard once wrote, "Faith sees best in the dark." And perhaps that is the lesson of Holy Saturday. Not that God has forgotten us, but that He is doing something beneath the surface in the soil of our silence that cannot be rushed. Resurrection, after all, takes time. The tragedy is that some of us never allow for a Holy Saturday in our spiritual lives. We jump from request to frustration, from longing to self-reliance, because we do not have the spiritual stamina to wait. We want a Good Friday prayer and an Easter Sunday answer with no pause, no darkness, no discomfort in between. We become like seeds demanding to sprout before the soil has done its hidden work. But the witness of Scripture and the wisdom of saints remind us there is holiness in the waiting. Abraham waited decades for a child. Joseph waited years in prison. Israel waited centuries for a Messiah. And even Jesus, the Son of God, lay in the stillness of a borrowed tomb before rising in glory. So yes, Holy Saturday is the space between promise and fulfillment. It is the valley between what we know and what we hope for, but it is not wasted time. It is a furnace for the soul, where trust is refined and our vision is recalibrated. Here, in the slow, silent stretch between prayer and provision, we do not just learn to wait, we learn who we are waiting for. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "Only the suffering God can help." And it is here in the waiting that we meet the God who suffers with us, the God who is silent but not absent. So how do we live in these Saturday seasons, those aching in-betweens where heaven feels quiet and time feels low? We do what Joseph and the women did. We stay close, we keep showing up, we love quietly, we honor deeply, we prepare with faith, not because we see the outcome, but because we trust the character of the one who promised. In the waiting, faith looks less like fireworks and more like folded linens and prepared spices. It is not loud or flashy, it is steady. It says, "Even if I haven't seen Sunday yet, I will live like it is coming," because it is. In this story, resurrection hasn't happened, but faith hasn't vanished. We see it in the women preparing spices. We hear it in the footsteps of Joseph carrying linen and sorrow. They do what love does when it is not yet sure what God will do next. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when have you felt like you were in a Holy Saturday between despair and deliverance, and how did you respond? Number two, what might it look like to be faithful in the silence, to honor Christ even when all seems lost? Now here is a simple but powerful practice for today. Choose one quiet act of love. Write a note of encouragement. prepare a meal for someone, visit or call someone who might feel forgotten. Like Joseph and the women, let your love fill the silence with faith. Lord Jesus, you were laid in a borrowed tomb, and for a moment the world held its breath. Teach us how to love in the silence, how to hope when hope seems buried. Give us the courage of Joseph, the devotion of the women, and the trust to obey even when nothing makes sense. Thank you that your stillness was not the end, but the preparation for resurrection. As we complete this Lenten journey, may our hearts be ready, not just for an empty tomb, but for a risen Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.